This is the October 28th meeting of the PNV Programming Committee. Nancy, if you'd like, I've got the list in front of me. I'll call the roll.
Okay. I got to find a pen.
So, Rodrigo Argueta. Wesley Bethune. Here. Margie Murray.
Present.
Tony Norman. Michael Novick.
Here.
Myself, George Ryder. Nancy Sabara Naratomi.
Present.
Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Bernard White. Okay, so we have a quorum. We have seven. We needed six. the agenda is...
I think somebody left out my name, but I'm present.
Benito. Okay.
Oh, Benito, I'm sorry. You were the first
right.
one on the list.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
Benito, what's your last name?
Oh, Diaz.
Diaz?
Diaz. D-Legan yes. David, I-A-Z.
There you go. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the agenda is the same as it was last time. We have three items on the agenda, the first of which is to try to come to some agreement about a resolution establishing program councils. I had sent out at 6:10, I think it was, a trial motion that I put together out of memory of what Michael had put out and what Alex had put out. I intended it basically to give us a place to start talking from, and we'll read it if anybody hasn't seen it yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I'm going to try to look for it right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Like I said, I'm not near a computer yet. I'm traveling.
Okay, so I'll read it.
George, you say this was sent at 6:10 p.m. today?
Yes.
I don't have it.
I don't have it either.
It's the one you It's the one you thought came from Alex.
Oh, okay.
It's in Alex's, which was at 6:36.
I got it too.
It just scroll down. It's there.
I don't have it.
All right. Well, read it for the benefit of the stream. At least two of us don't have it anyway. So.
Okay. The PNB directs the executive director to set up program councils as management committees at each station. The composition of the committee shall consist of 50% members chosen by the program director, 50% chosen by the LSB. The program council shall serve to provide a collaborative nexus between the board and the management of the station for the purpose of implementing programming policies determined by the LSB and/or PNB. Specifically, they shall have the power to review programs, recommend changes to schedules, vet new programs, and provide for adjudication of issues arising between volunteer programmers and management. They will set their own agenda in these regards. Program directors will serve as ex officio members of the program councils, which are charged with making recommendations to the program director. If the program director declines to act on such recommendations, he or she shall make a report of his or her reasons and respond to dialogue on the issue from the council. If consensus cannot be reached on a course of action between the program director and a majority of the council can overrule the program director with a vote of two-thirds of its members. All meetings of the program council will be in public session, with the exception of those that are required to be in executive session by the Pacifica bylaws. The council shall determine by majority vote whether any given meeting must be held as an executive session. So that's it. There's a bunch of choices.
Sorry, can you repeat?
I'm sorry, what?
Alex on the stack?
Yes. Go ahead.
Benito also.
Okay.
Yeah,
is
that Michael?
Can I speak?
Yeah, good.
Okay. I think it's a good start. This is a good starting point for a discussion. I will say that I think you probably have a better chance of having a motion passed by the PNB if it was a little less, if it was less specific as to the composition of the program council and things like that. However, I'm willing to, you know, accept anything that this committee wants to put forward, and I'll lobby for it on the PNB. I think this is a good starting point for discussion. So I'd like to hear what other people think about this.
Okay, Benito.
Yeah, I agree. Also, obviously, I don't have a copy of it, so I'm just basing myself on what I just heard. But I like what I heard. The only thing I would say, and I don't know if every station has a programmers association. In our case, at PFW, we do. And so I would want to, you know, make sure that the Programmers Association would be able to, you know, name their own folks as opposed to just leaving it up to the program director.
Right. Okay, Michael, was it you who wanted to speak?
Well, I was wondering if you could reread the part about the executive session, but actually I'd like to sort of go over it sort of section by section and discuss each part.
Sure.
Just that, I'm in the car, it's a little hard for me to hear things, and I don't want to miss anything. So,
from the top, or should I just do the part about the executive session first?
You can start from the top, that's okay. One comment I would make is one of the differences between the interim program council we did have originally at KPFK and what we have now is that the original one had both staff and listeners on it. And it's not clear to me what the proposal is around this one. Is it just listeners, or is it?
Well, it could be either. As it stands, what it says is the composition of the committee. Of the council, it should say, shall consist of 50% members chosen by the program director and 50% chosen by the LSB. So it doesn't say how they're going to choose them.
And there's no number on that. It's just half and half, whatever the number is. Is
that right? So I think it's probably a good idea to go over piece by piece because there are decisions made pretty much on each piece. If nobody objects, I'll just read the first one again, and we can sort of talk about that and then go on to the next one. The PNB directs the executive director to set up program councils as management committees at each station. So there's two things to that. One is that it's going to be a management committee, and we're going to use the executive director to make sure it happens. Any thoughts about that? Any objection to that?
Just a question. By management committee, you mean some kind of a new body that's kind of a collaboration between the local station board and management?
Yeah. It's sort of I'm trying to remember now why we had a big discussion here between about whether the committee would be sort of some agent of a creation of the LSB or a creation of management. And it started out as a creation of the LSB.
I think I follow you. I think that's sort of what we've been calling program councils. That's the way I've been using that term.
I could leave out management committee and just say to set up a program council at each station.
On the stack.
Yeah, Benito. Yeah.
Maybe it would help, George, if you defined or collectively we defined exactly what we mean by the management council. I would say this, however, without knowing what you meant. Yeah, I think that by saying management council or management committee, it gives the committee some kind of authority, it would appear to me. You know, and so I think I would support that kind of language and that idea, on account of like what I'm saying, it would appear to me that it gives the body some kind of authority, and therefore it would help to get to deal with the issue of what is the power of the LSD versus the management or the PD or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I'm assuming that every station has that same, you know, contradiction or dichotomy going on all the time, and LSD should stay out of programming, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we're doing this, really. And yeah, you're right. I mean, that was what I intended here by calling it a management committee. Two things. One was then the executive director can sort of tell the management to do this, and the PMB will tell them. And so that's one thing. But the other thing is, it is kind of properly a management committee in that it's giving advice to management about what they're supposed to be doing. And as you say, it gives it a kind of authority that it wouldn't have if it was an LSB committee. So that was the reason for the choices.
Well, then I support that absolutely.
Does anybody else want to speak to it? Okay. So I take it we have no objection to that part. The composition of the committee shall consist of 50% members chosen by the program director and 50% chosen by the LSB. Anybody want to comment on that?
Well, I already did, but...
Yeah, I'll say something, Alex. I think... instead of saying 50% chosen by the program director, why don't we just say 50% would be for staff representatives, and let the individual LSBs figure out how that's going to be done.
Anybody else want to speak to
that? Is that open, in other words, as to how to select 50% staff?
Well, I would like to, Benito, at the end of the stack, then, because other people haven't spoken.
Anybody else want to speak to this question about composition?
Michael Logan speaking.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Michael. I heard a female voice after that.
Well, I kind of agree that ideally you would have both paid and unpaid staff and listeners represented on the program council. Even though I think there's a certain amount of conflict when staff is dealing with it, but I think it's necessary. I'm not sure how that coincides with question who chooses the interim council at KPFK. There actually was an election. There was a portfolio ballot for listeners and then the paid and balloting to pick members. Management didn't choose anybody to do the LSD. So I think there's a lot in there. And the question of staff and list competition versus who picks in the summer, separate questions.
The female voice that spoke after Michael, is that Margie or Nancy?
Nancy, I could not really understand what Michael said. Michael, you're saying you agree with staff, listeners, and LSB, a selection from those three groups?
I was saying that there's two separate questions there. One is the question of having staff on it, which I think that ideally you would have both paid and unpaid staff on as well as listeners. That's a separate question from who chooses it as between the management and the LSB.
Oh, not up to election by staff then.
Well, I'm saying that we had an interim program council here for several years, which I was the chair of before I was left at the LSB, and that was elected. That was the paid and unpaid staff each elected people to the interim program council, and then the listeners also elected people directly to that council through an election
through
a ballot and folio. I'm not saying to do that here. I'm just saying that however you select the composition has two aspects. One is who selects it, and the other is, you know, from what constituencies.
Somebody said a point of information. Who was that?
That was Wesley here.
Yeah.
But I forgot what it was because I got another call on the other line. I'm sorry. I'll bring it right back.
Okay. Yeah, I think it is the case that you do want to have that sort of balance, and it is a separate question from who selects. And we could put in something to the effect and add something to the effect of that there should be some composition there so that whoever does the selecting comes as the, you know, I left it kind of vague because one of the things that I thought would probably make this more acceptable if there was some flexibility from station to station about how you did it. You know, it doesn't have to be the program director selecting. It could be a staff election, I suppose.
I think the problem is you didn't leave it vague enough.
Alex, you wanted to speak? We can hear you.
I think there should be like something like 50% representation of staff and 50% represented and selected by the LSP. But I think if we try to figure out for every station how the staff representatives are going to be chosen, we're going to tie ourselves up to knots. Some stations have program associations of programmers, others don't. It's going to be difficult to figure out a formula that meets every station. So I think it would be better just to specify.
Seeing a lot of chatter on the line. Is that other people having that?
I'm an Occupy Wall Street now, so I'm going to mute myself. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
George.
Yeah, who's that? Benito?
Benito.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I agree with what I think several people have spoken to the same point, the need for flexibility, you know, to make do for the different situations in each station. And I think maybe we should leave out who selects or maybe make it a separate point, who would select or just don't even deal. I don't know. I don't know whether it's good or not. To just not deal with the issue of who selects. But what I would say is that I think that several people have said that maybe what we really need to do is to identify or stipulate as to representation, you know,
both, and
I wouldn't even use the word LSB. I would say paid and unpaid staff and listeners. And then maybe each station can work it out for themselves. I don't know.
In terms of composition, you mean? Or
in terms of who selects. Maybe every station can decide for themselves, and I don't know how they would do it, you know, as to who would select these various constituencies. But maybe we can leave that aside for the moment and just work on the representation by constituencies, because I also think we need to differentiate slightly between paid and unpaid staff.
Yes.
And I don't know, but I'll assume, I know that each station is a little different, but I'll assume that, let's say, at least at PFW, for instance, 99% of all the programmers are volunteer. For instance, the staff do other duties, but very few staff actually go on air.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
But we want to make sure that the staff is represented.
I would say that's not true.
I hear a clear sense that whether we go ahead and leave in this about who selects, there wants to be some sense of what the composition should finally be. So it seems to me we should add something to that effect. My sense about the having the LSB choose is that they are supposedly, most of them anyway, representative of the listeners. And supposedly, I mean, the whole function in this whole, in the structure is to be somehow a conduit for the opinions of the listeners and the values of the listeners.
Michael Lovett, can I speak to that?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Yeah, this is why I think that the question of who chooses and what constituents is a separate question. The LSB, as you will recall, is also composed of listener and staff representatives. Each LSB has a significant amount of staff participation. I think actually the percentages should probably be similar to what they are in the LSB. I don't think it should be 50-50. I think it should be more listeners than staff on the program council as well. But I don't think that the LSB is only representing the listeners. The LSB is representing listeners and staff. So the question of having the LSB select them, it's not like the management will select staff members and the LSB will select listener members, each representing those constituencies. So I think we should separate the question and figure out about the percentages and then discuss methods of selection. And I don't know if we have to come to a conclusion tonight necessarily. Either of those questions, and you know.
Well, is there any objection to adding something which would say something about what we want the composition to be?
I think we should adjust the composition, but I don't agree with 50% staff and 50% listeners. Is what I'm saying.
Well, that isn't what it says, though. I mean, that wasn't my intention.
Wesley on the staff.
Right, I understand that.
Let me finish speaking to it. And Wesley, you're next. As it's written, the LSB could choose all staff members and the program director could choose all listeners. It doesn't say anything about who they choose. And the LSB doesn't have to even choose people who are members of the LSB. There's a dual responsibility here. And that responsibility, I think that's why it says 50-50, is it should be equal. This is supposed to be the place where the opinions of the LSB and the opinions of the management get somehow blended together to come out to some workable thing. So that's what that's there for. And it doesn't really say anything about the composition. And I think we should have another statement in it about what we would like to see as the composition. Wesley, you're next.
Thank you. That was Michael that just spoke.
It was me just spoke, but just before.
Right, I agree with you wholeheartedly on this. There needs to be staff representation. They need to elect their own representatives, in my opinion. If we had each station had a way of knowing who they were and had some sort of bill of rights and a way of electing their members and keeping track, this would help us in our elections and figuring out who's qualified. We'd keep a standing rule there, and the rights would be programmers could also be protected in areas where they are not mentioning any names, of course. So I agree with you, Michael. I think the composition.
Somebody's got a dog barking in the background. It should mute this phone.
Every time I try to listen more closely, the dog barks again.
So Wesley, I'm sorry, I got distracted. What was your suggestion then?
I don't know. The dog started barking now. Dead.
Wesley, you said you want staff to elect staff members.
Yeah, I think all the programmers should elect their own representatives, and that would and maintain a steady have them in contact with one another, have a union more or less of programmers. It's I think it's really necessary where we live, George.
Well, Benito
yeah.
Mustak.
Go ahead, Benito.
I agree with the idea that every constituency should elect its own representatives, and I think that we need to identify the three distinct constituencies, and I think they are distinct. The paid staff, the unpaid staff, and then the listeners. And I'm going to say this, and I got a feeling that that some people are not going to like this, but let me say, number one, I am not a programmer. But I see, at least at my station, I see where the voice of, where programmers have no voice. And they are repeatedly denied a voice. And the listeners on the LSB feel that they have the right to speak for the programmers. So I think that, you know, whereas it's the programmers that keep the station alive. And so for those reasons, I think that between paid and unpaid staff, they should have the majority vote on this program council. Because number one, like I say, they're the ones that keep the station alive, and they're the ones that know about programming. What do the listeners know? You know, the listener reps on the LSB, what do we know? That includes me. What do we know about programming? We might know how to raise money. We might not show it, but theoretically, we might know how to raise money. We might know how to, we might have contacts in the community. You know, we might know how to organize, but do we know how to, we know about programming? We have to have listener voice as well, because they, you know, we all know the reason. But all I'm saying is we have to, it seems to me that in actual practice, the voice of the programmers and paid staff get drowned out. And we ought to work against, you know, and correct that wrong.
Anybody else want to speak?
Nancy. Yes. Thank you, Benito. Punching buttons. Stop it, please. Don't call a number. Yes, thank you, Benita. I agree with you. I sent a message to you, George. That's why I was late. I was at FedEx because the library computer system is, the infrastructure's down. Anyway, and I did say that, what did I say? Yes. Who's punching the buttons? Please don't do that. Staff, you know, if a staff is on the program council, and in KPFT, we were having a hard time getting staff to be on the program council unless they were a staff that represented the manager's taste and status quo completely. And that's just my opinion, okay? Then they had no qualms, no problems. But other staff just did not want to do. Other staff don't want to run for board members even. I mean, I was begging a lot of programmers to even run for the
right.
board, and they said, no way, no way. I mean, that's like, you know, committing suicide. I mean, sorry, but this may not be just a Houston problem. It may be all over. Really, what did I add in that email to you? It was like programmers – we need input. That's the essential point that we all agreed on at the beginning of we started this program committee. We need input. We need varied input, listeners and programmers, and we're not getting that. And so we need to put into our little plan anonymous that would give security, anonymous collection of input from programmers as well as listeners, because some listeners do not want to email, do not want the station management, or they don't want their names known that they were suggesting something or criticizing something. So everybody, this would give security, and it would be a springboard for creativity. And also, it would be published. If we publish those inputs, then there's obligation for us and the people later on, after we're gone, to do something about the input. And we don't have that. Do y'all have that in your other stations? And that's important.
Not at BFW.
Well, okay. Well, anyway, we need input in programmers. I have talked privately with programmers. And, you know, they have lots of good input ideas. Really good because, you know, as Benito said, I mean, they're doing it. They're in it. So then... We need whoever is elected on this program council from staff, they need to have a programmers group, anonymous voting or opinion that the staff member of the program council is saying, it's not me, it's all the programmers I represent, and by our vote, we want this or we want that. It's not me. So that would protect that staff from being accused by management, or you know, that you're not doing this, you're not supporting the status quo, or so. We really need a programmers council. I mean, they need to be somehow collect their information anonymously and present it in a published way to the program council or to the management. To, you know, so it's something that's done with it. Okay, I talked enough. Sorry.
Michael,
so, there's a couple of issues. Well, go ahead, Michael. You just go ahead and speak. Michael, did you want to speak?
Sorry, did you say go ahead and speak? Yeah.
Yeah, good.
I agree with it actually strongly about these four tools and anonymous. I think it would be helpful. I think the criteria to evaluate the programming and those criteria should be published on every city's site and periodically through the air. I disagree with the question of programmers entirely to evaluate the programming. I think a lot of students have unmet programming needs. I think there's a certain tendency, inevitably, to favor their own, to grind their own axes on the question. So I think that the council should incorporate both listener and staff input. But I don't agree with Benito's formulation about it. I was on a program council, as I said, that had elected paid staff representation as well as elected listener representation. We were able to work together. I think the station is not only the creation of the staff. It is the creation of the listeners through their material support as well as the staff. And that's why the bylaws are the way they are, have different classes of members. And I think that should be reflected in the program council. I do think that every station is different. So at KPFK, we actually have quite a few paid programmers. And I don't think that's an ideal situation, but that is the status quo at our station at this point. We have three public affairs programmers who have four to day strip programming, and they're all paid as producers of their own. We have someone who has four nights a week, six a night, who is paid as a producer of his own show and has 24 hours a week. And so that's a big chunk of our paid staff. And programming, as people have said, is produced by volunteers and unpaid staff. And,
well, Michael, what balance would you like to see on the program council in terms of, let's say, staff and listeners?
I'm saying I think it should be a majority of listeners on the program, similar to the majority of on the it's about, what is it, two-thirds, something like that.
Two-thirds, one-third, something like that, two-thirds listeners, one-third.
I agree that the staff people should be elected by the staff, not just appointed by management. That's what I'm saying. I think the question of who is elected is many different questions. If the LSB, I'll repeat, the LSB, I think, and we're also incorporating with it because there's a significant percentage of the LSB staff. I still think we should ask questions. I think that in terms of the 50-50, you're talking about the balance between the management and the LSB in terms of the authority of this body. I agree with that 50-50, but I don't agree that the composition should be 50-50. I think it should be a majority of listeners, and I think that the staff definitely should elect people directly to it. Even if the LSB is picking other members, maybe the LSB should be picking listener representatives to it, but the staff should certainly elect their own.
This is for everybody. Leaving aside the question of how they get selected, is there a consensus that it should be roughly, as Michael suggests, one-third staff and two-thirds listeners?
I object.
You would like it the other way?
I would like it. I personally would like it the other way, but since, you know, obviously everybody doesn't agree with that, why don't we just do 50-50 like you originally proposed?
Okay, again, that 50-50 really didn't, was separate from the question of composition, because it didn't say who the LSB would pick. I mean, the LSB could pick all staff members. So.
That's true. Okay, well, I would propose 50-50
propose
in that case.
A 50-50 split in the in staff and listeners.
Right.
Wesley, go ahead.
Thank you. I would suggest one-third composed of programmers and one-third composed of both listener and staff representatives of the LSB, and one-third of listeners from the interested public chosen by LSB and management.
So that, you're saying that's two-thirds the staff then?
No, I'm saying one-third staff, you know, the programmers, one-third of the LSB, which are representatives of both staff and programming, and one-third composed of listeners elected by both by the LSB and staff in agreement with management, excuse me, not staff, management.
So there would be a guarantee of one-third being staff. The LSB could appoint all staff also, in which case, and you're thinking of them appointing them from their own ranks, that they would be LSB members?
Yeah, one-third programmers, one-third LSB, and one-third listeners.
Okay, and all right.
Public.
Other thoughts about the composition?
Benito.
Yeah, Benito.
Just a question. I don't this last proposal. I don't understand how the LSB could possibly appoint a majority of programmers from their own ranks. My understanding that the bylaws say that the LSB would be composed of 6 staff reps and 18 listener reps, right?
Right.
Yeah, but they could appoint all 6, for instance, to the program council. And if the program council had only 12 people on it, they'd all be staff members.
Okay, I see.
That's unlikely.
Well, any thought about Wesley's suggestion of sort of essentially half and half, a one-third would be surely staff, one third would be surely listeners, and the LSB would basically decide who they wanted to put on, and how the composition varied would depend upon what they did.
I'd like to point out Wesley's plan has no choice by the management.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, okay.
Well, actually, that's not quite true. He was saying that the listeners could be somehow appointed jointly by LSB and the management.
No, by staff. LSB and staff.
George is correct.
So there's no management in Wesley's plan of selection.
No, there is.
George is
together with listeners. Dwayne and Ernesto could help us pick from the listeners. From that pool of candidates.
Um, Any other thoughts about Leslie's notion?
Michael Leverick again?
Yeah, Michael, good.
I think there's some advantage to having a program that will be separate from the LSB. Although I'm open to have the LSB having a role in picking its members, I'm still uncomfortable with the LSB appointing some of its own members to the program council.
Say more about that.
Who's talking? Is that Bernard?
No, that's
Michael Novick.
Oh, Michael. Okay.
Why is that, Michael? Why would you feel uncomfortable about that?
Well, based on my experience, which is short, the LSB tends to be very highly factionalized and also have a very, very full plate of business that they need to do on beyond the question of evaluating individual programs or vetting, proposed programs. So, as I say, when we had the interim program council at KPFK, which was elected, it was elected separately from the LSB. People were elected directly to the program council from the listeners and elected separately by the staff, the constituency. That's paying unpaid programmers.
Well, let me speak to the opposite point of view. One of the things that I think has to happen is that the LSB needs to have some vehicle for which its policies, and I certainly agree with you that most of them are kind of fractionated, but there's usually a majority one way or the other for something. That the policies that get decided on actually get somehow taken seriously by management. And if you proscribe them from even having people on the program council, it seems to me it negates that, what is for me anyway, a central thrust of this, which is to have a vehicle for policy decisions to be taken seriously and to be, to be heard by management, to somehow have to be responded to by management, that they just can't be ignored. And if you didn't have anybody from the LSB on the program council, I don't see how that would happen. It would be, it'd still be the LSB going off and doing its thing, and the program council would do whatever its thing was. And they'd have some choice initially in terms of who was put on it, but that would be the end of it.
Excuse me, did somebody just come on?
It's Alex. I was disconnected.
Oh, okay.
I came back on.
Okay, good.
Benito and Stack at some point.
Does anybody else want to speak? Benito, I think you're it. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that I think that the point that you just made, George, makes a lot of sense. And that's the point that we discussed earlier about your whole proposal is to give some kind of authority to this body. And then I would throw in, if we're going to talk about listeners who are not necessarily or who are not members of the LSB, then I assume that each station has a cab. And I'm sorry?
They are supposed to.
Oh, you mean they don't?
Oh, no, we have at KPFT.
I don't want to say that
members.
In public, but.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, anyway, they may or may not. And, okay, I see what you're saying. Oh, so then what I was getting ready to suggest doesn't necessarily hold.
Point of information, Mr.
Yeah.
Chair.
Yeah.
It's necessary for us to receive our CPB money is by having a cab, and therefore it is definitely in place at all of our stations. There is a working cab at every station.
Yes, there is.
All right, then my only
I'll assume
that, and so therefore I was going to simply say that might be a means for management to appoint listeners who are not necessarily members of the LSB, and which I'm not advocating one thing or the other. I just want to make sure that every constituency has representation. And so I think we should consider the cab as well, is what I'm saying. And I think that also that Nancy brought up an important point a few minutes ago. You know, management has to buy into this as well, so they have to be able to have some kind of power. I don't know whether or not they should be able to appoint people to the council, but they have to have some kind of power. And so if for that reason, I liked what George earlier said at the beginning, his original wording around, you know, the LS or the program council could override a decision of the PD with two-thirds or something, two-thirds majority or something like that.
Well, on the stack.
And my last point, I forgot what my last point was. I'm sorry, I forgot what, I lost my last point.
Okay. We'll come back.
Wesley,
let's see. Wesley, I think you're it. Go ahead.
Listeners are represented on the LSB. I know I personally, my campaign was geared toward programming, as many of our listener reps are. So, as this is our this is what we do, and by putting LSB people on there, by having them represented, they are also representing the listeners, and then by management in collaboration with the LSB, electing people from the community, which we could get some really great people to help us out, you know, that have actually, you know, experience, et cetera, et cetera. So, I don't think it, management has total control. They can just say, screw you, we're not doing what you suggest. We have our own ideas, and we're responsible for this. Our name is on the license, and we have to accept that. So they have all the power. So I don't think they need to have all the power on this committee, though. They need it needs to be something that isn't under their complete control. I mean, it will be ultimately, but I mean, it doesn't have to be stocked full of their choices. Thank you.
So Wesley, if I understand you correctly, then the one-third of the committee of the council that would be selected jointly by the management and the LSB from listeners would be kind of like jury selection.
Correct.
If anyone objects to the person, then they're off. But if both sides agree, then is that what you have in mind?
Correct. Yeah. It sounds great.
Could I suggest maybe we ask people what do they want to do on the program council? What are their suggestions? And have suggestion lists or their bid for the place that they would like to be on the program council to in advance send their suggestions.
Well, I would think that's what would happen when you actually got to the point of selecting listeners according to Wesley's plan, that they'd make some kind of a statement and people would read it. They may know them, they may not, and you know.
Well, I mean, if we knew if they had any real opinions or some good suggestions, those people would get better points for getting voted on instead of just waiting to one night, one election. They have one statement, then we have to pick. And sometimes there's not enough people that even show up to do that. So it's just we pick whatever's there.
Let me say this.
Can I interject, Michael Hogan?
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
I hear what people are saying about the LSB having a membership on it.
I'm not sure if anybody else on this group has ever been on a program council. I was the chair of the interim program council at KPFK for about 4 years, actually. And I can tell you that it's a very time-consuming responsibility because you're dealing with several different aspects. You're trying to actually evaluate existing programming. There's the prospect of vetting proposed programming. And there's the general question of what are the criteria being used to evaluate the programming. And you're trying to do all that with input from all the constituents, not just the people on the council itself, but the people they represent, and those are listeners and the paid and unpaid staff. So it's no small responsibility. And I'll just say that. I think the other thing to think about is the question of term. Like, we were elected, and then it was stalled for a long period of time because the management wouldn't conduct the election. The listener reps were elected, but the staff, paid and unpaid staff reps, weren't because the management had to conduct that election and didn't for a long time. After we finally had the whole thing represented and staffed, then there was a conflict with the local station board. It was finally resolved. So it went on for quite some time, and eventually it exhausted its mandate, in a sense, because by the time we finished some of the work we were doing, it was so long since the election had taken place that it became almost moot. So I think in terms of this measure, if we try to move it forward, we should specify some period of time in which the people selected will serve. Say that. I think circumstances are different at every station. I think at some stations, the staff currently have a lot of say. I heard what Benito said, and maybe it's different at his station, but the ones I'm aware of on the West Coast, the staff have a lot to say about what's on, what's not on. The problem we had with the program director at the time that I was on the interim program council was that he would hear recommendations from us, and then he would go off and talk to his production staff and other people and ignore completely everything that came from the program council in favor of what was the opinion of his staff. And I think that's problematic.
Excuse me, I want to clarify. Michael, you said that the general manager did not conduct the election. In other words, he did not just select people. He made an election of
The interim program council at KPFK was set up actually slightly prior to the elected LSBs originally. So the local advisory board at that time mandated the creation of an interim program council and mandated it to be carried out by elections. So the election by listeners was held via the folio, and then the management had to conduct the election by the staff. And that took a long time to make that happen.
Oh, I like that word election instead of management, just selecting. Oh, that's great.
I was agreeing earlier with I think it was Wesley's thing that I definitely think that the staff people should be elected by the staff themselves from the different constituencies, from the paid and unpaid.
Let me speak to that too. One of the reasons to have management select people on this thing is that they then have some buy-in and some confidence. I hear what you're saying about, you know, the staff, on the other hand, it shouldn't be you just pick the people who, they get to pick the people who aren't going to give them any trouble.
I've seen that.
And so they're sort of, Some way of handling that so that both things could happen. I'm wondering whether the kind of jury selection principle might be used also at this end, which is, you know, they're approved by the staff elects, but I don't know, if you do an election, you pretty much got to take the results of the election. I was going to say something like the staff elects people, but the management can have a veto or some number of vetoes or something like that.
I'd rather not get that. I think that, you know, the management and the staff know each other quite well and work with each other on a daily basis. So one way or the other, people, you know, kind of throw
sort out their relationships. I was thinking maybe in terms of the if we're saying that the LSP is electing some of its own members, then maybe the other listeners could be selected by management.
Well, that was kind of Leslie's suggestion, which was management would be like selecting a jury. Management would have to be okay with the other listeners, but the LSP would also have to be okay with the other listeners. And so, you know, you'd find people who were sort of both parties could agree on, and that'd be one third of the board, and then. I seem to hear a consensus from you all that the one third that is would be staff would be elected by themselves. Is there any? I'm not quite sure how that would work, and it doesn't really. The problem of the other side of the coin is the staff elects people who are a pain in the ass for the management, and they don't want to have anything to do with it. Of course, anyway, my sense is that most of you all favor having elections for the staff component of this. Is that correct? Is anybody?
Yes.
Am I?
Yes.
Let me just.
Yes.
Benito, you too?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a question of the percentage. But let me ask a question, George.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, Benito.
Yeah. Well, could you finish that scenario? You're saying that you hear a majority saying they want a one-third staff representation. Then what would be the other two-thirds?
Well, there's Wesley's suggestion, okay, that one-third would be listeners, for sure, jointly acceptable to the management and the LSP. That leaves one third left, and that would be selected by the LSP, and they could select listeners. They could I'm sort of assuming that they'd select from their own ranks and hoping that they would. They could select listener members, or they could select staff members from the LSP, depending upon whatever they thought. So that would determine the relative balance of staff versus listeners. Would be what the LSP chose to do in that scenario.
Okay.
You know, if the LSP, I'm sorry, this is Nancy. If the LSP is the majority of it is backing the manager, then you will get an unbalanced, just pro management only program council. So can we think a little more?
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to see happen is that we'll say more about that, Nancy, because you still could have one third elected by the staff, and presumably management doesn't have any control over that election, other than, you know, people might be intimidated by what, you know, wouldn't even stand for election because they don't want to be. Because of bad faith on the part of management, or expectation of bad faith on the part of management, and you'd have one third of people who were listeners, which were okay with the management, but they'd have to be also okay with the LSP. I think if the LSP supports the management, you don't really have a conflict. It's when the LSP wants to have something happen and the management doesn't want to do it that you have a conflict and you need some means of doing something about it.